This is Ando, and you're listening to Tulsa Lines, the number one podcast. And for more great content, head over to www.tulsalines.com. Let's get into it.
Shake that ass up on me, whoa. Hey, shake that ass up on me. Hey, yeah, you over there standing in the corner. Hey, with your girl.
This is Ryan with Tulsa Lines. Back again with another episode of the Tulsa Lines podcast. This time is a little different. I was on the other side of the interview. Got to sit down with the amazing The Juice radio show, and I actually got to answer some questions myself. So just sit back, vibe out, and let's get into it.
All I wanna do is get the club crunk. All I wanna do is beat the pussy up. Whoa.
All right, y'all, we are back. This is the Juice Radio Show. I got my crew here with us today. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves again, let everybody know who you are.
Hi, it's ICM.
What's up? It's your boy Prince Q, a.k.a. Quentin Marcellus.
And we got a special guest today with us. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
My name is Ryan with Tulsa Lines.
Welcome. Thank you for coming to the Juice Radio Show to be interviewed.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Really, I'm just a person that just loves music. I left a little bit, went to Edmond to go to UCO, and really just like when I came back to Tulsa, I started going to these shows. I started going to like the Yeti when they had these like local shows. I didn't know Tulsa even had music. I just thought it was just like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't on the radio, and you know what I'm saying? You ain't relevant. But as I saw, like, Tulsa has some amazing talent, and that's what I like to do. I like to showcase and just give a platform for Tulsa artists.
Yeah. Okay. So have you made music yourself?
I think I learned early in my career that making music wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, like a journalist. Like, I would always just write, like from early age, writing, or even if I was just, you know, in school, like I could get a 10-page paper knocked out in the same day. So, you know,
I
just learned writing is what I fell in love with, and that's what I do on my blog, is I write about music and the artists and just the artistry of it.
Okay. So, like, what was kind of like your drive, like, to start all of this, like promoting people, interviewing, and like, what kind of just was that moment you were like, I want to do this?
Yeah, I would have to say that it was just going to these shows and seeing that nobody else is talking about these artists. Like we have some amazing talent. We have rappers, we have singers, we have people that can do it all. We have producers, we have, you know, dancers. It's like Tulsa is so just eclectic. It just has its own sound. It's just so, like, no two people sound the same. And I just feel like nobody else is covering that. Like, just because we're in a small market, they don't want to cover, you know, small markets.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So when you started this blog and you started interviewing artists, what were some of the main artists that you would go up to? More singers, rappers? Is there a specific, like, genre music that you're focused on, or are you kind of broad?
I think, yeah, my rap has always kind of been in my heart. Like, it's that's what I tried to do, and I realized it wasn't for me. But, yeah, you know, I was always locked in. I grew up with some local artists like Steph Simon, and he kind of just introduced me to this whole world. So it's like, you know, world culture music, just seeing how, you know, they've grown, like Dial Tone. You got, man, just Keezy Cuts. Just,
okay, you got all the good.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Like, I'm locked in with all of them. So, yeah, definitely just seeing, you know, Verse grow, just seeing all the artists just grow, and just even the new and up-and-comers. Like, you got to give respect to June for what he's doing, the movement he has.
Yeah.
So,
June, he blowing up, man. I saw last night.
Yeah.
He in the studio with Lil Wayne in Florida.
Shout
out to him, man.
So let me ask you a really good question about, because you know, there's a lot of artists here in the studio, and I'm an artist. What do you feel like is that recipe that helps an artist like June get to Lil Wayne?
I think a team. Like, if you look around him, he has a team. He has people who are just selfless, who are willing to do the things that he can't do. Like, because you can't be an artist and do everything that you need to do to blow up. I mean, you can't be your publicist, you can't be your marketer, you can't be just, I mean, in the early beginning stages, yes, but you realize quickly that you need a team to help you promote, help you get the word out, and just, you know, help you see, just critique you as well, just be honest with you and say, like, hey, this ain't that good of a track, you need to go back in the studio.
I think that's what I'm working on right now for me is building a team. You know, I think, you know, I definitely get everything you're saying. And in the beginning of being an artist, it is a struggle because, you know, you not only are you not educated about the music industry, but you have to educate yourself and you have to take all those other steps before people come into your life and assist you in, with your process of making music and making connections. So I definitely feel like I've been making music since 2016 and I'm just now, you know, really trying to take it seriously as a career. I have been since 2016, but I think for me, establishing a team has been an issue for me. Not an issue, but it's been more of a challenge because it's like, you know, it's just kind of not, that's something you can't force.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
And, you know, I think it also always kind of starts out with your friends. Like, do you know a friend that's good in marketing? Do you know a friend that maybe has more friend Instagram and, you know, followers? Like, I mean, it may not be money that you can start out, you know, paying them with. Maybe it's bartering, like, hey, I'll do something for you. Maybe I'll move your couch, you know, if you do, you know, you help me out with marketing, or like if you put some flyers up about my show coming out, like just bartering. I think that's, you know, something that we lose sight of is that it's always about money, but, you know, we can always barter and see what we can do for each other.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. How did you kind of like build, like, what were your steps, like, getting to, like, where you are now, like, being able to, like, promote other people, just, like, putting, like, your, what you do, like, out there?
Yeah, I think it was just, it's really just getting out there and doing it, because I feel like consistency is the biggest thing that you have to do when you're trying to be, like, in this social media era. You have to be consistent, you have to show people that, you know, you can depend on me dropping something every day, posting something every day. Mm. I think that's very, very important nowadays. And just, you know, it's just trial and error. Like, you know, nowadays, like, the internet age is everything. You have to be on the internet. You have to be on every single platform. But you have to try. You know, you can't just say, like, TikTok's not for me because I'm 30 or something. You have to try and step out there and, like, you know what? There's some people on TikTok that are 30. You know what I'm saying? Or there's some people that are younger that are wanting to learn from people that are 30 on TikTok.
Somebody out there is going to want, like, your knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it just music artists, or is it any creatives out here making whatever?
Yeah, I mostly focus around music, but, you know, I always kind of shout out, you know, just local Tulsa stuff. Like, you know, Dial Tone, he does art, so I'll post some of his art. You know? There's just other things. Like, if I see something political, I'll be like, oh, man, you know, this is dope. Like, I see, you know, Damon Shade posting something, like, I was like, okay, he really is on his stuff, so he really knows his stuff, so he's a good source to post something for, you know, pretty much.
That's actually a really good use of social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the word out there.
Yeah, so who is one of your top 10 artists that you promoted so far in 2020?
In 2020.
Yes.
I mean, you can't deny Jung. Like, you can't deny he's up there. He's the next level. You can't deny that. Like, you know, he's definitely, you know, got the city behind him. There's no denying that. So I think, you know, definitely when you're posting and you're kind of in the media world, there are certain artists you probably pay a little bit more attention to than others.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always try to show love to Tulsa. So, you know, if it's a local artist that he may have like one single out, I still try to show love to him and say, like, yeah, I'll post your stuff. Like,
right. Okay. So June is your top.
I mean, right? I can't give like a top 10 because there's so many artists in Tulsa. Like I said, Steph Simon's up there. Like I said, you know, there's so many different flavors of just music. Just that's what I love about Tulsa. That's what I love about our sound. There's so much of it. You know, I don't get bored listening to Tulsa. I actually don't even listen to like mainstream artists because I feel like Tulsa just has that raw,
it is
just
real unique
feeling.
Okay, so is there or I guess there would be, but who is your outside of locally, but who is your like inspiration, I guess, to keep doing what you do,
keep doing what I'm doing? And outside of, like, you know, I definitely listen to Drake. I definitely listen to Lil Wayne. I definitely listen to, you know, I also listen to up-and-comer people. Like, I think T. Grizzly had a great album.
Yeah, I love that album. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, I also listen to some singing, like, I don't know how to say his name, Brent Faiyaz.
Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel
like he had a dope album. Like,
yeah, he's good.
You know, but definitely.
Are there any female artists that you listen to?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like locally, I think Ayla's killing it. Like she's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Like I feel like, you know, T Rush, amazing talent. Definitely.
She has some really good hits. Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like I said, I post like women, males. It doesn't matter. Like if your music is good and it touches me, like I feel like I definitely have to post this.
Okay, so can you give us your social media, any way for any artists or whoever to contact you? How do we do that?
Okay, you can always email me at TulsaLines@gmail.com, or you can also hit me up on Instagram at TulsaLines, and, you know, that's how you find me. But, you know.
Okay, well, what's some words of wisdom you have for us? Because we ask every guest that comes, what's something that you want to tell people out there about their goals, their vision, what inspired you, or what message you want to leave with your legacy?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to say that you gave it your all. Like, you didn't take a day off. You didn't feel like, even when you were tired, you were saying, like, you know what, I'm going to get better today. I'm going to find something. I'm going to go on YouTube and find a tutorial. Like, I'm going to reach out to some people, like IndiePot. Like, they do some dope stuff. They're another local media group.
IndiePot?
IndiePot okay. Media. Like, they do some cool stuff. They're doing, you know, podcasting. And also, 20 on the Town podcast. I got to support them. They definitely do some local stuff. So, yeah, I think just reaching out to them also and saying, like, hey, what are you guys looking for? Like, is there a certain format that I should, you know, put my music? What do you think of this song? So, yeah, I think that's what you can do, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming and giving us your words.
Thanks.
So this is the Juice Radio Show. I'm going to take a quick break. We will be right back with y'all. I got Jacquees, your piece.
And there you have it. Another one in the record books, Tulsa Lines Podcast. I want to thank again the Juice Radio Show. Make sure you go follow them on Instagram, The Juice Radio Show Tulsa, and just keep supporting, keep listening to them, because it's definitely what Tulsa needs. It's a movement, and I just love seeing Tulsa get its shine. So make sure you go follow The Juice Radio Show and keep up with them. And as always, Tulsa Lines, follow us, like, comment, share. Until the next episode, we out. Also, make sure you go stream 2020. With TXR and King Cut.
I'ma tell you like this, flavor man on the scene, showing up looking good, moving slow like some lean. Bitch, I went to school with, tried to sell me some pussy. Had to laugh at that hoe, cause I am not no rookie. Told her it's gon' cost a band-aid just to talk in person. Told her she in last place, cause she fucking for purses.
And there you have it, another episode, another podcast for Tulsa Lines. Thanks for staying and listening. Hope to see you again. And for more great content, news, chances for giveaways, sign up at www.tulsalines.com. And I hope to see you again.